are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
It is the start of a new month, which means we turn a fresh page. Everybody knows we're a spring football and NFL draft pro day podcast anyway. So hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Thursday, April 1st, and today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. Visit rockauto.com and tell them the Locked On Podcast Network sent you. I love doing the jingle to start off a two for Thursday episode to start off a new month. And I love any time we can have a guest make his debut on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. And the first thing he hears me do is sing the rockauto.com jingle. We are joined today by Tim Hall, the host of the Buckeyes Show on 97.1 in Columbus, Ohio. Tim here to recap a huge pro day for the Ohio State Buckeyes. We'll hear from our friend Kevin McGuire, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, later in the show to go over Penn State's pro day as well. But that's our focus right now. The Big Ten's out of the NCAA tournament. It was a great run for while it lasted. And now we focus on some spring football, some pro day talk, some NFL draft look ahead. And Tim, pleasure to have you on the podcast.
Big Ten Ben, what a beautiful singing voice. Talking about Big Ten football. That is just serenading me there, bringing me on the podcast. Did you just say that it was a nice run for Big Ten? That's really, you're a nice guy to put it that way.
I'm trying to be optimistic as long as I can, Tim Hall, because you know what? It was not a nice run. Eight of the nine teams didn't make it out of the first weekend, including the Ohio State Buckeyes, sadly. And Michigan's ending, very disappointing, falling in the way they did to UCLA. But I'm trying to be optimistic. It's a new month. It's April. It's springtime. Baseball opening day today on the major league level. We have spring football camps all around the 14 schools in the Big Ten Conference and some very important pro days as we look ahead to the NFL draft. And Ohio State held theirs on Monday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon. I get my days confused a little bit here throughout the NCAA tournament. And the star of the show, Tim Hall, was Justin Fields. All eyes focused on the quarterback for Ohio State as he looks to make that jump to the next level. What impressed you most out of Justin Fields on Tuesday afternoon? Because there was a lot that a lot of folks liked around the NFL.
Well, I mean, the thing that impresses us all about Justin Fields is just, A, it's the elite player that he is. But I don't want to brush to the side what he's got between the ears, because when you watched our recent prospect Dwayne Haskins, I was so sure about Dwayne Haskins being a locked in, to no pun intended. I've found myself saying that term a lot, and I didn't want to overuse it, especially when we had you on our show in Columbus. I'm, oh, this guy's really locked into the Big Ten. Like, he's really – the dude's locked in. I'm like, stop saying that. That's the name of the freaking podcast. You're overusing the term. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Justin Fields has everything that you want. If I was sure about Dwayne Haskins and that came crashing down like a house of cards, I am 10 times more sure about Justin Fields being a completely solid NFL star. Dwayne fooled us. He did. He did not have what he needed to have in between the years. He had the tangibles. You saw him play. You saw the numbers that he put up and all the way to a Big Ten championship. But just having the one season that was a thing, clearly, and Justin Fields, even though his second season was short, he did get a lot more time as a player. And he really grew as a college football player, and he backed up one great season with another great season. So I don't think anybody questions what Justin Fields can do physically. And those people around Columbus and around the program, they wouldn't even dare question who he is as a person and what the work ethic is going to be. From what I heard, he lived his life through the pandemic here, going to the grocery store, walking his dog, his apartment, into the Woody, which is the code name for the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what the star football player at Ohio State did. So this is somebody who's going to be on that Microsoft Surface Pro, unlike Dwayne, apparently, from people that I talked to that cover the Washington football team now, that he just wasn't locked in there a lot. There, I said it again.
It's all right.
Justin's got it. Like, he's got everything you want. And when you put him in shorts and a T-shirt – he's going to wow you. We expected him. We our eyes pop out of our skull when Zach Wilson makes a throw rolling to his left and back to his right. These guys are incredible athletes, right? The quarterbacks that are going to go in the top 10, top 15, they'll make great on-the-money throws in a pro day. So we knew Justin was going to do that. It was just how prepared he was for the day. And he has all the answers. It's all the answers to any question you're going to ask this guy.
So, Tim, it was a really good pro day for Justin Fields, but still around the National Football League, some people are down on the stock of Justin Fields. I don't know why, but why do you think that is?
Well, what we're starting to find out is certain critics or analysts that you don't really need to pay attention to. And the one piece that Justin Fields had clearly heard a lot, and it's the one critical comment that was out there, and I don't know where it started, but you know, a lot of analysts, a lot of mock drafts, you would see put, you know, Zach Wilson a little bit ahead, and there's been some big name guys. And some of that is that they just like another prospect a little bit more. They're not really criticizing Justin Fields in his play. It's just that Zach Wilson has shown a couple of things that might move them up. It's not like Fields has fallen to a second round pick or anything like that. People still think he's going to go in the top 10. It's just that the quarterback room is getting crowded. But the one thing that he kind of pushed back on was the progressions. And Ohio State fans were quick to point it out. And Fields clearly was in agreement with all those Buckeye fans who've been saying it. And it's that point about how he didn't need to go through progressions just to prove a point. When, dude, you've got Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson creating 5 to 10 yards, not feet, yards of separation out there with how quick they are out of breaks, with how they can run the comeback routes, with their double moves. They're nasty. Like, you saw what they put up. So you're supposed to take the easy play. Take the winning play. That's what a good quarterback does. And I think he's got plenty of stuff on tape. When you watch even the Alabama game in the national championship and how he just peppered the football all over the place, and against Clemson too, his deep ball accuracy is some of the best stuff that I've seen. But that was the main point, that the criticism that he had heard, and he was quick to clap back on that. But as you would expect him, in the most respectful way imaginable.
I am a Justin Fields supporter. Justin Fields had the best season a quarterback in the history of the Big Ten Football Conference, which is a very illustrious history, has ever had. In 2019, he threw for 41 touchdowns and ran for 10 more. No other quarterback has ever done that. Thrown for 40 plus, ran for 10 plus. Justin Fields etched his name in the history books and had two mediocre games against two very good defenses in 2020 in the weird 2020 Big Ten football season, and responded against one of the best defenses in all of college football in Clemson with a 6-touchdown record-setting performance in the Sugar Bowl with a broken right rib or whatever the injury ended up being.
Justin Fields, Warriors too.
Exactly. And that's the toughness, the grittiness. Justin Fields, in my mind, is going to be a very successful NFL quarterback. So I ask you, Tim Hall, where do you think Justin Fields, after his pro day success, will be selected in the 2021 NFL draft?
Don't you think it would be – look – I don't know if insane is the right word. If Mac Jones goes ahead of him, that's insane.
We're done. We're done. If that happens, we're done with the NFL. I might actually be done with the NFL.
Dig your own grave. Like San Francisco, if that's what it's about, I don't believe it right now. Like we did that for a day on the internet where people were thinking that, and Kyle Shanahan going to Tuscaloosa, but they had soldiers on the ground here in Columbus. San Francisco is doing everything that they need to do to look at all their prospects. They can play some games here. It really does seem like there's a lot of steam for Wilson to be the second quarterback and for the Jets to maybe select him if they don't want to just rest with Sam Darnold, which I get. I don't agree with that either. I think it's clearly Justin Fields is the best next to Trevor Lawrence. But I see like the canvas that Zach Wilson has. Like he can do some of those similar things to Justin Fields, but I don't believe his long-term potential will match that. But fine, like, if the Jets want to start off right there, what they've been the laughingstock of the NFL, if they want to start off with a move like that, be my guest and do it. Fields, I don't see any way he gets past third. I mean, Mac Jones clearly, to me, is at the end of this fivesome of QBs. That's after Trey Lance. He's clearly at the back end of that for me. And I do also believe Mac could be a perfectly good, like, top 15 pick if the Patriots are there and want to go that route. If the Carolina Panthers want to take him at 8, if he's still hanging around somewhere around that top 10. But no way does Fields hope to God doesn't get outside the top 3.
So as Tim Hall and I are discussing, we both think Justin Fields is a top pick. Your top pick, if you need convenient self-service for auto and body parts for your car or truck, has to be rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family-run business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. You have some time now. The Big Ten has been bounced from the NCAA tournament. You have some time to make some repairs to your car or truck before the NFL draft, before spring football really kicks into high gear. This is your time, but you don't need to leave your house to do it. Get everything you need delivered directly to your door in a few easy clicks at rockauto.com. And best of all, the prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. When you're there, write Locked On, that's L-O-C-K-E-D, space O-N, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. If my debut guest Tim Hall gets to hear me sing, so do you one more time. The jingle. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. RockAuto.com. On today's podcast, it is a focus for the NFL draft and pro days around the Big Ten Conference. But if you want to get sports news outside of that, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes every single morning with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We continue on detailing the pro day in Columbus, Ohio with Columbus's own Tim Hall, a host of the Buckeyes show on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. In my mind, if San Francisco is going to make that move in the NFL draft to trade up to number three, I think Justin Fields is their guy. And there is a relationship between Justin Fields and Kyle Shanahan. They've worked together. Kyle Shanahan has coached Justin Fields at various quarterback camps over the last couple of years. So it wasn't just Justin Fields at Ohio State's Pro Day on Tuesday afternoon. Some other big Buckeye stars making an impact. Who impressed you outside of the quarterback for Ohio State?
The thing that I was talking about on my show just last night, as we're recording on a March 31st here, so on my Tuesday show, the day of Pro Day, versatility and value, like these two words, versatility and value. It's crazy to think that Justin Fields would be the only Ohio State Buckeye taken in the first round. And look, I know like what people are going to say. Not every Ohio State Buckeye goes into the NFL and fulfills, right? But I would say they hit it a pretty decent clip. I mean, if we look at what their defensive ends have been doing, if we look at what some of their cornerbacks have been doing in the league, they've been amazing. Even look at Corey Linsley getting another contract here, one of the best centers in the National Football League. Some of their guards, like an Andrew Norwell, and the money that he's made in the league. It's finally going to be time for Ohio State to actually produce one of those tackles again, if we talk offensive linemen. And we don't have one of those right now, but the laundry list of players, when you think about second, third, fourth round picks, I was actually saying you're welcome to all of the NFL scouts and GMs, because I knew we might have some people listening in to the big sports talk station in town, because everyone in the NFL was in Columbus. And it was just like a big, you're welcome for all of this tremendous value. Baron Browning, did you see the numbers he put up? We know what a great football player he is. And he's got 4-5 speed at the linebacker position. He's got a 40-inch vertical. You can fit him into different spots if he's going to be the outside backer on a 3-4. Some even like him as a true defensive end, possibly going to the next level. He came into college football as a safety as well. So that's how versatile Baron Browning is. He would be number one. I've loved Pete Werner, the other linebacker. Also, someone that could play a Will or a Sam, inside, outside backer, whatever you want from that guy, how he can tackle in space and cover a tight end or a running back. Jonathan Cooper. Coop was shirtless the whole time. He had the
beat
going. He just looked like a tank. Another just local product here from outside Columbus. And I love him. He's such a leader in the locker room, too, and a great football player. Tommy Togiai, his overall man strength defensive tackle for the Buckeyes, got up 40 reps on the bench, and he can do more on a good day. He was disappointed with 40. I think he wants to get that record of 50. That was the 49, I think, was the record that was set. Luke Farrell and Trey Sermon, tight end, and then the running back that I mentioned. Luke Farrell got to catch a lot of passes and show his ability to run routes, and he looks good. I think he's more than just a blocker. And Trey doesn't have the speed that you're looking for, but I think he put enough on tape, don't you? In some of these games, yeah. I mean, he broke Eddie George's record, for God's sakes. This guy is, he could be an elite running back, at least someone that could be a quality backup in the NFL.
Yeah. And I, another great thing about Ohio State Pro Day, Trey Sermon, Tommy Togiai, when they were doing their vertical jump for Trey, and then Tommy Togiai, the bench press as well, all going to a charitable donation. So raising money on their workout and their job interview, if you will, for the National Football League.
Tim Hall, and I think Sean Wade. And I, I think Sean Wade is going to do something like that too. And you talk again about value. Sean Wade was supposed to be this lockstep first round pick, and rightfully he slid a little bit, but if you still talk about value with what his overall abilities are, a willing hitter, he can make some freakishly athletic plays. If you work with him, slot corners are needed, and that's where his natural fit is, or a move to safety could be good. Hopefully he can work out in mid-April. He had a bit of an injury issue too, so that was something that you could talk about, held him back. And I didn't even mention the linemen, Wyatt Davis and Josh Myers, that Ohio State's going to boast to, where you can find in these, you know, second, third, fourth rounds of the draft coming up. Wow.
And Wyatt Davis showing off a little bit of injury concern that he had coming into the pro day, but moved very well on Tuesday afternoon inside the Woody Hayes Athletic Complex as well. Tim Hall in Columbus, covering everything about pro day, the host of the Buckeyes Show on 97.1, The Fan in Columbus, Ohio. Tim Hall, thank you very much for your time. Great insight on all the prospects coming out of Ohio State's pro day.
Ben, let's do it again soon, man.
So we had a guest make a debut on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, that being Tim Hall, to talk about Ohio State's Pro Day. Now, a guy we haven't heard from in far too long, in my opinion. It is the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, our good friend Kevin McGuire, back on the podcast to break down Penn State's Pro Day that featured some first-round talent for the Nittany Lions there in State College. Kevin, it's been way too long. How you doing, my man?
Ben, I am doing very well. It's been a long time. You were absolutely correct about that, but I am happy to be back here talking some Big Ten related football with you, Big Ten Ben.
And since the last time we spoke, you have a new career move that you have made that also focuses on Penn State coverage, if you want to enlighten the folks here of the Locked On Big Ten podcast.
I appreciate that. Yes, I'm the editor of Nittany Lions Wire. It's the latest in the College Wires line that USA Today Sports Media Group has. We just launched in the middle of March, so we're still kind of going through some of the learning curves a little bit. But if you want to get some Penn State coverage, check out Nittany Lions Wire. It's nittanylionswire.usatoday.com.
There we go. Kevin McGuire, a guy that covers Penn State with the best of them. And we haven't seen you in a while here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. A guy we also hadn't seen in Happy Valley for quite some time, Micah Parsons, who opted out of the 2020 Big Ten football season, was dazzling in his pro day last week for Penn State. What did you like out of what you saw from Micah Parsons? And was it just fun to see him back on the football field?
Absolutely. It is a shame we didn't get a chance to see him on the field last year. Understandable reason. But he has certainly kept in shape. If you were concerned about the layoff and him opting out and what kind of condition he was going to be in, I think he put that to rest. I mean, you look at some of the draft stocks that are out there. He's in a pretty good position to be a lock for the first round. I've seen a range of where he's going to go in the first round, but his pro day certainly puts some of those concerns probably to rest. And I don't think that that's much of a surprise because he is such a gifted athlete and he works really hard, a real beast mentality. So it was really impressive to see what he was able to do at that Penn State pro day and certainly looked like a first round caliber player.
Micah Parsons ran a 4.39 40. He is one of the best linebacking prospects in this 2021 NFL draft. In my mind, if he played last year, and we understand why he did not, he would have been one of the best defenders in all of college football. So, Kevin, you mentioned that. A lot of draft boards have him as a top 10, top 15 pro prospect. Where do you think he ends up if you had to guess in the 2021 NFL draft?
I'm guessing he's going to be outside of the top 10, but I don't think he's going to have to wait very long out of the top 10. I know early on it looked like he was going to be a top 10 pick, but you know, linebackers can be a little bit different. And even as good as they may be in Micah Parsons, you take a look at some of the other draft needs for some of those teams that are in that top 10. There's some trades that are happening. So there's probably going to be some more trades. So I do think he'll kind of fall in the reshuffling of the order as far as the draft is concerned. But again, very likely to be in the first half of the first round. And that's a pretty solid position, I would think.
So listen, The Big Ten is out of the big dance, but that doesn't mean there's not college basketball action for you to bet on. Our friends at betonline.ag already have the lines out for Saturday's Final Four action. We detailed them on yesterday's episode. And on top of that, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. And when I say all your sports action, you can make prop bets for the NFL draft. Who will be selected where? Who will be the top pick? Who will be the top defender? BetOnline has you covered for all of it. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. College basketball, at least in the Big Ten Conference, has dwindled down. College basketball season almost at its end as well, but the NHL is in full swing. The NBA is still kicking. Everything you need at betonline.ag. And today is opening day in Major League Baseball, so plenty of great sports action to bet on, to lay some wagers, and to hopefully win some money at betonline.ag. It has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON. ON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Put Justin Fields on whatever his draft pick is. Take that plus money and do it at betonline.ag. One more time, the promo code LOCKEDON, locked on, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So sure, the Big Ten is out of the NCAA tournament. The madness might be over for the Big Ten basketball season, but the madness is not done across the board. We are talking about Built Bar Madness. We have been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on each and every one of their bars. Today is April 1st. It is a Thursday. It is Championship Thursday in the Built Bar Bracket Madness, the championship matchup as I see it right now. We're waiting on the latest update, but I'm just going to give you my championship according to Built Bar. On one side, it is cookie dough chunk. On the other, it is coconut brownie chunk. There is a possibility mint brownie could sneak into the championship game, but my championship for Built Bar, cookie dough chunk, coconut brownie chunk. And the winner, in my mind, as I have said all along, coconut brownie chunk is my favorite flavor. It will be the champion of the Built Bar Madness bracket. Congratulations to Coconut Brownie Chunk, the best flavor in my mind that Built Bar has to offer, but all of them are so tasty and full of nutrients that are good for you. If you agree, disagree, want to cast your vote as well, go to BuiltBar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. And remember, when you're at BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. So today's focus has been all about pro days and getting ready for the Big Ten players in the NFL draft. Are you ready for the NFL draft? We will get you locked and loaded here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast, but other places across the Locked On Podcast Network, make sure to join Locked On NFL Draft hosts Trevor Sikema and Benjamin Solak as they give you their latest positional rankings and analysis on 2021 draft prospects with team-centric guest mocks right around the corner. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Locked On NFL Draft doing an incredible job keeping you updated with the latest developments for the NFL draft. We will do the same from the Big Ten perspective. We continue on with Locked On Nittany Lions, Kevin McGuire. There are some really good cornerbacks in this year's draft class, but I think Micah Parsons will be the second or maybe third defender taken in this next upcoming NFL draft at the end of this month, because, Kevin, we are now in April. Another defensive player who dazzled in Pro Day at Penn State this past week, Jason Owe, the 6'5 edge rusher that played well for Penn State last year, running a 4.36, I believe it was, yes, a 4.36 40 at 6'5, 250 pounds. That's very impressive in its own right. How much do you think his draft stock rose up in Penn State's Pro Day?
I think he continues to be moving up as far as his draft stock is concerned. For all the attention that Micah Parsons has been getting, I think the more interesting pick is Jason Owe because of what he has been doing from last season and what he's been doing in this offseason getting ready for the NFL draft. Scouts are loving the kind of physique that he has. He is such a force off the defensive end. And when you have the kind of speed that you just mentioned coming off the edge, that is huge at the next level. So I think he is a prospect to definitely keep an eye on. I haven't seen a whole lot of talk about him being a lock for the first round, but he's certainly moving his way into position for a potential first round pick, maybe later on in the first round, but it is looking like it is a very realistic possibility that we could see him be the second Penn State player chosen in that first round.
And unlike a lot of past year's drafts, this one not chock full with a bunch of talented edge rushers. There are some really good edge rushers in the class, but not like a Chase Young or the Bosa brothers that were high picks in the last couple of drafts. This is going to be one that doesn't have all that many edge rushers that might go in the first round. And I think Jason Owe, with his performance at Penn State's Pro Day, skyrocketing up that list. You look at guys like Greg Rousseau from Miami, but I think Jason Owe will be one of the first couple edge rushers called in the 2021 NFL draft. Another guy that performed at Penn State's Pro Day, but didn't fully work out. The talented tight end, Pat Freiermuth, he is recovering from a shoulder surgery that he had in the offseason. Didn't get to do the full workout, but did catch some passes. So, Kevin, what do you think Pat Freiermuth's pro prospects are?
He's going to be a very good NFL tight end. And I think if you look at the tight ends that have come out of Penn State in more recent years, there's a pretty good track record developing. It's not quite up to par with what Iowa has historically, but it's in a pretty good spot in its own. Mike Kosicki with the Miami Dolphins. We've seen Jesse James have some fun in the NFL. I think Pat Freiermuth might be the best tight end that has come out of Penn State, at least under James Franklin. And that, to me, is saying something. I think this is a really good, legitimate NFL prospect. And I think the fact that I think the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers, they both had coaches come out and work specifically with him. So that tells me he's definitely on the radar for some pretty good potential landing spots. As far as draft stocks concerned, I don't think we're talking first round, but I do think that there is enough value in what we're seeing out of Pat Freiermuth as a tight end. Could be not the tight end in this draft because that's going to go to Kyle Pitts of Florida, but if you're looking for the second, maybe the third at the least, I think Pat Freiermuth is going to be that guy.
So, Kevin, I know we were talking about Micah Parsons, and this is a football perspective show, but I want to ask you finally about another Micah that finds himself in State College right now, the new head coach of Penn State men's basketball, Micah Shrewsbury, the former Purdue assistant. I told you earlier we would focus mainly on the Pro Day, but I would love to get your thoughts here to round out this episode of Locked On Big Ten about Penn State's hire of Micah Shrewsbury as the next head coach and what success you will think he have at the helm of that basketball program.
Well, he's got nowhere to go but up, and he certainly feels like he has the right mentality for the challenge that he's going to be taking on, because Penn State, as you know, Ben, is not a historically great basketball program, and it's a long way to go to get Penn State to be competitive on the basketball court. And to me, I think the ceiling is pretty low by what you're talking about for the standards that he's going to have to achieve. You know, we're talking about a program that has been to the NCAA tournament twice since 2000. I think I don't think it's too much to ask Micah Shrewsbury to get this program to be where it can go to the tournament more than once every decade. So I do think that there's going to be a lot of work that needs to be done. Obviously, he's got some work to do trying to keep some players intact. I've already lost one to Ohio State of all teams with Jamari Wheeler. But I do think that, you know, he certainly said all the right things in his first press conference. It certainly feels like he's got some really good praise coming from some very notable coaches, Matt Painter at Purdue, and of course, Brad Stevens from Butler, and of course, the Boston Celtics. Very ringing endorsements, and I look forward to seeing what Micah Shrewsbury is going to have to do. Now, we've been in this position before Penn State, where a basketball coach takes over and kind of lays the foundation. So, you know, it's going to, again, be that same kind of process, but you know what? Maybe this is the right guy. Maybe this is the one that's going to take them up to the next level. Not saying Big Ten contender anytime soon, but get to the NCAA tournament. 9 teams went there this year from the Big Ten. It didn't last very long, but maybe Penn State can be one of those teams in the future years.
I think it was a great hire. I think Micah Shrewsbury's coaching track record that he has and some of the guys that he has worked under, he was really the guy drawing up schemes for much of this college basketball season for Matt Painter, making those in-game adjustments. I think he will be Big Ten ready, Big Ten experienced. I think it was a great hire for the folks in State College when you look at that men's basketball program. So Micah Shrewsbury, Micah Parsons, Jason Owe, Pat Freiermuth, Kevin McGuire, keeping you updated on all of it. The host of Locked On Nittany Lions, a great member of this Locked On podcast network. Kevin, thank you very much for your time, my friend. Glad to have you back on the show, and probably we'll have you back pretty soon to take a look at some spring football happening with the current crop of Penn State football players.
It's just nice to have spring football this year, and I look forward to talking about it with you very soon.
So many thanks to both of my guests on today's show. Tim Hall making his debut to recap Ohio State's Pro Day. He is the host of the Buckeye Show on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, Ohio. A great member of this Tegna partnership that we have here now, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, and another great member of the Locked On Podcast Network's college channel, Kevin McGuire, the host of Locked On Nittany Lions, breaking down Penn State's Pro Day as well. We are getting you ready for spring football, the NFL draft. Everything now is in the fold as the Big Ten and the NCAA tournament have come to a close. Broncos. But before we fully dive into football and other spring activities, we take one final look back on the Big Ten basketball season, the postseason struggles, the regular season success, our favorite moments, the best memories we have from this Big Ten basketball season. And joining me to do so, one of my favorite all-time guests, Lucy Rodine, back on the podcast for one last trip around the sun as we look back at this Big Ten basketball season. That comes up on tomorrow's show. But until we get to tomorrow, have a splendid Thursday.